Welcome to episode 381 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where Pimp stands for Permaculture is my passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. Oh yeah, good to be here with y'all. Yeah, I'm really excited about this one, yo. Folks, you have no idea, because as all of you know, I've been looking forever and ever and ever and examining as much as I possibly can about EMF. And if you don't know what that is, don't worry. We have the consummate expert on this show today. But this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Heaven's Harvest. Yeah, you know where to check them out, folks. We got a link for all that down below. We also have a link for our guest today, who's also providing a discount code for all of you folks that are down with it. So anyway, we got coming up next year, the Sovereign Health Summit. Barbara O'Neill is going to be the headliner there, and that's going to be October 27th through the 31st. And with any kind of luck, maybe I can twist the arm of my next guest to get him there as well. We'll have to see and see what works out. But folks, we live in a crazy world. And look, anybody that's listened to this show has realized for the longest time, I've been trying out EMF mitigation methods, things that supposedly work, that have been highly touted by a number of others. When you have a podcast this big, everybody and the great grandmother is trying to get you to get on the show and talk about whatever it is they have. And I always insist, well, I got to take it for a test run. I got to try it out. I got to see if this thing's going to work and see if I see a difference in myself. Well, folks, I can't even begin to tell you. This is why I've not brought any products. Everybody's asking, well, what am I going to do about EMF? What am I going to do about it? And over and over and over again, I've not had an answer for you. But I got one today. And with that said, y'all, we're going to bring on my guest that I met just recently at the Healing for the Ages conference. And honestly, folks, he had everybody in there with bated breath with what he was saying because of him. You heard me talk about it a couple of podcasts ago. I'll just bring up my phone here, and there's a reason why I got tape on the top of it over that camera and all the other things that are on there. There's a reason why my iPad, every computer in this house except the one I'm looking at you right now on this screen, every single one of them is blocking what's happening there. So we're going to get into that. But right off the bat, Dr. Franson, how are you doing?
Hey, Billy. Good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. It's a joy to reconnect with you here. The last time I saw you, I was hoping to circle back at the Healing for the Ages conference. They had something of a dance down there. So I got to talk to you briefly, and only to discover that you and I graduated high school in the same year, had a whole lot in common. And I went to go do something, came back, and it was like you were raptured out of there, man. So it's good to reconnect with you right now.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Billy. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, right off the bat, I guess we need to kind of give a little bit of, you know, background on yourself, because a lot of people are, maybe they haven't heard of you, but they are now, and they're going to have a good reason to check out more of your work here in a little bit. But, you know, every superhero out there has an origin story. So why don't you tell us yours?
Yeah, thanks, Billy. I started off as an athleticism performance coach. I started athleticism.com almost 30 years ago, working with the amateur and professional athletes. And well, the story that I told, I was one of the keynote speakers at Dr. Brian Artis's conference where we met. It's called Healing for the Ages Conference, which is just a fantastic one. And I told the story about one of the strongest, fittest guys coming in. And he said, Justin, I have pain in my wrist. And I said, well, point to where? And he points right to where his watch was. And that was about the time when those Fitbits were being recalled. And so I said, hey, that's radiation. Take that off your wrist. And the guy looked at me like, this little thing can hurt me. I'm the biggest, strongest guy here. And sure enough, he takes it off and pain goes away. And that was the moment for me where I started to dive into this whole EMF space. Been going into, and I knew nature had the answer. So we hand mine these crystals, and it's just like walking barefoot in a bag. I'll get to those products in a sec, but we're now one of the leading natural EMF protection products sold through doctor clinics around the country and online, called emfrocks.com, and our grounding bags. I recently finished my naturopathic program, certified naturopathic doctor through American Naturopathic Medical Association. They're the board certification nationally for crediting people. So that's really my story, my background. And so we sell a lot of products that help a lot of people with EMFs and lasers and toothpaste and MCT oils and all. But those are the degrees that I have. And then I also do fascia work, and I work on concussions. I can help get a concussion back pretty quick. So that gives people a little backdrop on me and where I came from.
Oh, sorry there. I was accidentally muted. Well, I know one thing. When you were on that stage, I was like, I already knew better. My phone is always in airplane mode at all times unless I need to use it. And even then, I know you can't trust it because I've gone after it with an RF meter, and it even still pings in airplane mode. For those that don't know out there, I know this for a fact because I've actually done the testing on it personally. As a 30-year IBEW journeyman electrician, y'all kind of know my way around some of this stuff, but Dr. Franson obviously knows where the bodies are buried in this stuff. So, you know, before we get into this, before we get really into the mitigation strategies that exist out there that, you know, you've been pioneering, for the average person, why don't you explain to them what exactly is an EMF and why they should care?
Yeah, so EMFs are electromagnetic fields or frequencies, and there's two different forms of them, Billy. You can have native ones or non-native ones. And so the ones that are the challenge for us are the non-native, the man-made ones. And so the reason they're challenging is they're just made differently than how we're made. And the basics of how we're in tune with nature's resonance and why you do so well outside and in nature is because we're one with nature. And we're made on these waves. They're called scalar waves. They're waveforms that distribute equally in every direction. So that's the essence and framework of every living organism is a scalar wave. They're unpolarized. They distribute equally in every direction. So a few examples of that is our biofield. It goes out in 6 to 8 feet in every direction. The Schumann resonance, that healing pulse of the earth. You're not in it in one spot and then out of it and a foot over. No, it's a resonance across the whole earth's surface. And then the other one would be that the example I used at the Healing for the Ages is we drop a pebble into a pond. The resonance of the pond goes equally out in a circular direction in every direction. So it's not a one directional line that goes out. So why is that? Well, it's because that's how we're in tune with nature and we communicate with nature and we're one with it. And to the contrary, Billy, all non-native waveforms are man-made. They're one directional or they don't work. A few examples of that are facial recognition, cell phone towers, the panels face every direction. You know, it's just simple stuff. But that's the framework of how we're different than these non-native ones.
Well, I mean, I think we ought to cover it real quick. I got a whole list of things I want to ask you here, but everybody I see, for example, before this interview, I had to go all the way into Asheville, go pick up some stuff. And knowing full well that I'm going to have this interview with you, I was really, really playing, instead of just going after what I had to go to the health food store. I had to go and hit this other place that sells seeds. I had to hit another place. And I'm noticing every single person that's sitting down, you would think they'd be sitting there eating a meal, all but two people in particular who recognized me and we had a conversation. Everybody was looking at their phones. Now, after somebody sits through one of your lectures, I think they're going to look at these things a lot differently out there. I think that's probably the gateway drug to really get people to understand what the problems are. Now, they're holding their phones now. For the audio people, you're going to have to just kind of work with me here. They're looking at their phones, but most people don't realize that the phone is looking back at them in a way that they don't understand. And I didn't fully understand at all until I sat through what you said. Is there any way you could explain what's happening when they're looking at that phone?
Yeah, definitely. So you have a couple things going on. You have the battery of the phone, which causes a vibration. You can measure that with like a, you know, a magnetic milligauss meter or something. And then you have the wireless signals on the phone. And there's like multiple wireless signals from GPS to Bluetooth to cellular, broadband spectrum, you know, all that stuff. And then you have I think what you're alluding to is this, when you're looking at the phone, is a facial recognition. And so starting with facial recognition, and that was my conversation with the AGES conference, is it's a one directional infrared lasers being pointed at you. And they do flood illuminators, they have infrared cameras, and 30,000 laser dots, Billy, 30,000 laser dots. So you're not supposed to point lasers at your face, but yet the entire time we're watching our cell phones, we have lasers being on our face. And so what's happening is it's messing with our eyes, our nerves, it's our skin, it's dehydrating our fascia, it's reprogramming your pineal gland, your third eye, your intuition, it's calcifying it, it's just dumbing you down, disconnecting you from nature and from God. And it's just a directed energy weapon pointed at you.
That's the part that absolutely knocked my socks off, because I think I was thinking, number one, when I met you, I was talking about some of the mitigation devices that I thought might have been working, but you kind of showed me through testing that it wasn't. And I was already kind of thinking that it wasn't already, but I was like, okay, let me give this thing the old college try. You know, in addition to what you said there with the lasers, you're looking at a flipping blue light at a time when you're not getting blue light in nature for a lot of people. You're only getting that blue spectrum through midday, depending on where you live. I mean, obviously, latitude's going to play a role in that. But people are looking at these things day or night. They have no idea that there are ways, mitigation strategies. Like you said, I mean, I left that conference and the first thing I did was find some tape. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to tape this thing up. And now all of a sudden, the phone doesn't operate. It's like they're making you pay for it. Every single time I'm outside, even though I'll set the tone, the color, the amount of brightness that's on that thing, I only ever really try to touch this thing, A, when I'm grounded, and B, when I'm outside or when I have to. Or, you know, obviously in this studio, I'm surrounded by lights all the way around, but I'm working on mitigation strategies for that as well. But I mean, I just thought the biggest concern I had was the blue light, which I know how to mitigate, and the radiation coming off this thing. Until I saw what you said there and what you explained, you know, with the scalar waves and how the ripple in the pond thing, it was like I was looking around. I had Judy Mikovits on the right side of me. I was sitting right next to her in the front row, and I'm like, she's looking at me and I'm looking at her, and we both kind of push our phones at the end of the table. We just kind of like push them away from us, and we just kind of had a chuckle there. You're explaining that these things are honestly as George Washington said, it's either a dangerous servant or a fearful master. So in addition to the things that we know, the EMF coming off of it, the blue light that's on there, now we got to worry about lasers. So is the strategy that I'm taking, where I'm taking black tape, which, by the way, masking tape didn't work. Black tape, black electrical tape did. Do you have any reason? Were you aware of that, or do you know why that is the case?
Yeah, I've heard people taping it and all. You can do tape or even a really cost-effective answer is to go get online. You can purchase screen slider camera protectors. So there's a thing that would sticker on, and it would slide over when you didn't want to see the camera, and then it would slide back when you wanted your camera to work. So if you wanted to do FaceTime with someone or do an Instagram Live or whatever, you can just slide the camera back over, and then you put a second one always over the infrared cameras, because remember, that stuff's always on 24/7. It doesn't turn off unless you turn it off manually. You can go into Face ID and passcodes, and you can manually turn off, and they make it really tricky to turn off, but they'll make you enter your passcode again. They'll delay you an hour. Sometimes the newer phones, they make you reset your whole new your phone like it's a new phone and then opt out of it, facial recognition completely. So it's really tricky. So you got, but for us, like even if it's turned off, I still have the slider over my camera because there's what this whole world's gone into, Billy. It's gone into EMF protection for me, starting for health and performance, but it's evolved into surveillance marketing and privacy and freedom. And so that's the next story. So even when these cameras are off on your computer, hackers can still access it and watch you. So you got to have something sliding over. The light won't come on when they're in your when you're in your camera all the time.
Yeah, I am so glad. I told my son, he was also at that conference with me, and I was like, son, I mean, if we didn't come here for any other reason than to just get this information, this is exactly what I was looking for, and I couldn't seem to find it. I was sitting here beating my head against the wall trying to find solutions to, for all this stuff and finding out, you know I can turn off the location services. I know I can turn off the other antennas. I never even thought about it. My son, as soon as we walked out of there, he's in here trying to turn, you know, figure out, well, you kind of gave us instructions on how to do it. He was turning off the camera thing there. But like you said, I'm not, these evil SOBs, man, they put so many bugs in this thing to make, to destroy us up one side and down the other. I'm not going to trust that, even though I have it turned off. Like I said, with the airplane mode, I can still go out there with my RF meter and give it time. It doesn't ping constantly, but it does every once in a while. And it's enough to make me concerned about it, so I don't trust it. And in a Faraday bag, it's going to go along, you know. And I just use this thing when I have to. So I want to get back to some other EMFs that may exist out there. Now, listening to some of the work from Jack Cruz, there were things that I didn't consider that were kicking off EMFs, and I should know with my background in this area. I never stopped to think about I'll be honest with you, Dr. Franson. I had no idea the one thing in my home, even though it doesn't come on, that was the biggest EMF that was kicking off more RF than anything else was a freaking TV. It was worse than the router. I couldn't even believe it. I went over there with the RF meter and this thing was pegging. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I'm like, it's not even on. And it made zero difference at all. So that thing gets turned off. Everything gets turned off when I'm not using it. And when I mean when I turned off, I mean unplugged, because I had no idea that this thing was pulsing. Refrigerators had no idea that if you have one of those smart refrigerators, little insidious things that you would never think about it, like right in this room, the copier, or little, maybe it's a Roomba robot. What are some other places where we're getting bombarded with EMF that people maybe may not be thinking about?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you nailed a lot of them. For us, when I'm sleeping, we make our home a sanctuary, and we get the resonance of our bedroom as low and as close to nature as possible. So all the electricity, we have an electrical timer on the electrical panel where all the electricity goes off in the bedrooms at night. All of it goes off. So there's no vibration even from, you know, the electricity or anything, and especially a smart TV that's on the wall out there. So yeah, we make sure all that's turned off. So everyone gets it from Wi-Fi and all the wireless signals, smart meters, all the smart devices, your phones, computers, Alexas, like all those different programs, they all can emit wireless signals. So the best thing is just to hardwire and or get timers on outlets that, you know, your Wi-Fi router will be plugged in, and then it just turns off when you go to sleep or when you're not using it.
So what are some of the deleterious effects that you've learned in your naturopath? And, you know, what are some of the deleterious effects that you've seen, and maybe some of the recoveries when, you know, you got, as you described a moment ago, and I thought, honestly, it was the best way during your presentation of describing these scalar waves and how they differ from these man-made EMFs. But have you seen recoveries for people that have been dealing, let's say, with some pretty nasty, awful things? I mean, by separating them from them or some of these mitigation strategies, have you seen some pretty remarkable recoveries in any of it?
Oh, definitely. It's so wild, Billy, the correlation, the direct correlation. I've metered homes for about a dozen years, going into homes and as a practitioner and identifying, you know, where the stressors are. Because the easiest way to get someone better is to clear the stressor out of their environment, and then the body will start to be able to heal on its own. Because we're connected through that environment. So definitely. So what we've noticed is the first effects. So I'll go over the effects. It's kind of a long answer on the effects because there's not just one thing. It affects everything. But the first thing is Dr. Martin Paul out of Washington State identified that you have voltage-gated calcium channels. That's the gateway for your cell to derive voltage or energy gets compromised. It's an oxidative stress. So it lets positive calcium into a negative cell, and it ends up causing cell and DNA damage. It's basically pulling electrons out of your body. So, which is why we got to get back into nature to get those electrons back, because those electrons support our electron transport chain, which gives us energy. So that's what's happening kind of at the cellular level. Now, the first signs of it, I call them level 1, 2, and 3, Billy. We have level 1, which is all cognitive. Lack of focus, memory, anxiety, fatigue, stress, headaches, ringing in the ears, all that stuff. Lack of sleep, which our EMF rocks grounding bags, you know, are the answer to. All that is level 1, you know, EMF stressors. Level 2 would be what we saw in the Havana cohort, which was like the first attack of U.S. Embassy workers on foreign soil with microwave radiation, and they had non-trauma concussion symptoms. So I work on athletes that have concussions, sports injuries. They're nausea, vomiting. The more severe ones are seizures, you know, bloody noses, rashes on the skins, you know, all that stuff they're considered in that non-trauma concussion stage, and then, you know, even more extreme. And then you go like more severe headaches and ringing in the ears as well. Then you go into the bigs: cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, cardiovascular disease. And now the one thing that we're seeing more than anything is this infertility. So if someone takes one thing out of this talk, this stuff, this EMF, these non-native waveforms are literally designed to make you infertile.
What is it? I've heard from a number of people in this space, and Jack Cruz, once again, being one of them, talking about how children are far more vulnerable than adults. Would you agree with that? And if so, why?
Yeah, they're just not fully developed. Their skulls aren't fully developed. So they don't have as much protection for their blood-brain barrier. So remember, let's go back to the physics-wise on how our bodies act like a capacitor, Billy. So we emit energy, so everyone can feel your energy. You know, that's why you have such a big audience, because it's such incredible magnetic energy that everyone wants to learn from and be a part of. We're also receive energies. We take it in. So if you're carrying extra voltage or wattage in your system, it's going to disrupt the whole energy of your body, the chemistry of your body. So we act like a capacitor, and so Bruce Lipton will say our health lies in our energy field, and you can't have the chemistry in our body without this biofield and this energy around us. So if we're getting zappoed in our energy with polarizing one-directional waveforms that are, you know, 10 zeros faster than how we rev with nature, it's going to disrupt us in so many different ways.
Good night. Let's talk about solutions here. And for the folks out there in the chat, I'll get to your questions hopefully here in a little bit. All right, folks, let's get down to brass tacks here, because I know a lot of you are wondering about this and saying, okay, we know what the problem is. We'll get back to some of that here in a little bit, but it's more important than anything, because I know some of you, I want to make sure I cover this, because a lot of you are listening on the lunch break, and that may be only 30 minutes. I want to talk about solutions, and you have a number of them here. And I'll be honest with you, I bought two of these bags when we were at the conference, took them up to the hotel room that night, and I gave one to my son. Yeah, I gave one to my son, and I had one myself. And now here I am in a flipping hotel, which I don't like being in the first place. I know that there are signals 360 all the way around me, which is 180 degrees with how I live. So I'm already like, okay, I've tried so many things. I've done it all. Grounding into the wall socket there is one of the worst things I think you can do because, you know, people have grounding mats, and I can give you a whole host of reasons why that's not wonderful.
100% agree.
Okay, cool. I haven't talked to you about that, so I was curious about that. So plugging a grounding mat into a hotel is probably going to be worse. I can provide all the reasons why, but we're not going to get into that right now. Anyway, I took one of these bags from Dr. Franson. I bought the bag, and I put it up there in my room. I didn't know what the instructions were. I said, let me just put this thing in the bed, and I kind of treated it like it was a blanket, and I had it right there with me in the bed, and I slept like $1 million. The two previous nights I'd slept there, I woke up with headaches. And it wasn't a matter of just dehydration, folks. I'm drinking a gallon and a half of water every single day, especially in places like that. I'm out there jogging every morning. I'm doing all the things despite having a headache. And this was the one time I was at that hotel, I didn't wake up with a headache. And I said, son, how did you sleep? He's like, well, what am I supposed to do with this? He didn't even put it in the bed with him. I was so tired, I didn't even tell him what to do with it. Anyway, William, my son, folks, you know who he is. He took it home to his house back in Texas. And he was like, Dad, this thing works, man. It was just one day. And the baby and my daughter-in-law slept like $1 million. And I was like, okay, I can't just do this one day and think about it. So I went ahead, folks. I tried this thing for a number of other days. I didn't know what was happening exactly. I didn't know what it was doing. I felt strongly enough about it that I went and ordered four more bags. I bought them from his website along with these little pouches and two of these for me and Michelle to put in our pockets as we're around town. Folks, I'm wearing this thing like it's deodorant. There is not anywhere I go where I don't have this bag in my pocket, whether right here on the farm or out and about like I was earlier today. And then moments ago, I mean, I will say before I hand it back to you, doctor, you sent me some of this toothpaste. And I tried it literally moments before I came in the studio because I'm like, I can't go in here and talk about this stuff. I haven't tried it. Honestly, my mouth has never felt cleaner. Folks, I'm not kidding here when I tell you, I don't know what's in this stuff. I don't know what you did, but my teeth feel like somebody went on there with a SOS pad. I mean, in a good way, and got me all squared away. So I'm going to pass it on back to you, Doc. Why don't you talk about what these bags are doing and why I'm sleeping like $1 million?
Yeah, thanks, Billy. I appreciate that. And I remember you're like, you know, you're authentic. And just for everyone who knows, like, he purchased them. He approached me and purchased this stuff. And then it's like, I'm putting it through the test. And it's not just me. It's going to be my whole family. And he goes and orders more. And then he's sleeping better than he's ever slept. So thank you for that. The reason is because when we're sleeping, we're in a deep sleep state. Our brain is in a delta or theta brainwave state. That's a very low and slow brainwave state. Now, when you have Wi-Fi or extraneous signals in your environment, they're going to be broadcasting at 10 zeros faster. You know, 4G is 2.45 gigahertz. A gigahertz is 1 billion waves per second. So the Schumann resonance, 7.83 hertz, or I'm going to convert it all to a wave per second so we're all on the same page. So we sleep at 1 or below 1 to 8 waves per second. The Earth's resonance is 7.83 waves per second. 4G is 2.45 billion waves per second. 5G, 60 to 90 billion waves per second of a one-directional polarizing charge. Telecom's allowed to go up to 300 gigahertz or 300 billion waves per second. So they're just getting started with this whole thing. So that's why these grounding bags are a necessity in your environment. What they do is the exact same thing that happens when you're out into nature. This is just like walking barefoot in a bag. you're bringing nature's resonance into your environment to create that coherence and give you back electrons. It quiets the noise down so your brain can go into a deeper brainwave state and stay in that deep sleep zone for a longer period of time. Naturally, the challenge, Billy, you've had with all these other products is they're attempting to replicate what we have. They're trying to make these scalar frequencies and embed them into a pendant or a sticker or a metal plate or plug something into an electrical outlet. Like, that's a futile effort. You can't look to man-made artificial frequencies to overpower the other man-made ones. That's a futile effort. No one does it better than God. And that's what our grounding bags have, is the nature's resonance in the bag that creates that coherence for you.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I have myself muted here because I'm over here fooling around with this bag and everything. People are obviously going to wonder what, I don't know to what extent, because clearly some of this stuff, I mean, I totally get the idea of not wanting to give away exactly what it is you use, but on the same, all I need to know is that it's not toxic and it's going to alleviate the problem.
Here, I'll show you a bag. Yeah, no, it's their crystals, and it's tough to see with the coloring, but they're beautiful pink crystals. They're called colloidal crystals. So that's what's inside. So when you open this up, which you don't need to, you use it as is, you're supposed to keep it sealed, but you can check the color of it. When these, they're going to be pink crystals, when they lose their moisture, because they have the exact same makeup that we have. They have electromagnetic properties and moisture content. 74% moisture in this bag. In these crystals. That's exactly similar to what we have. That's why they work so well. But when these crystals turn from pink to white, that's when you have to replace them after 2 to 3 years. So our lifespan for those, as long as you keep them sealed, keep them out of extreme heat, is 2 to 3 years. You can reground them, put them outside on the ground every 1 to 4 months. If you're in a cold climate and you can't get outside on the ground for a while, that's okay. They're already ground. But people will get about 5% better, more out of it. Like in their sleep, will test it. It's 5% deeper sleep when you do recharge them every 1 to 4 months.
Now, naturally, this is going to seem something of a rhetorical question, but I already knew it when you talked about it. There's a number of people saying that they have products that do this, do that. Initially I was wondering, okay, let me go out here. The RF is still kicking off of these devices, even when I have this thing. So somebody's going to ask, I know the answer because you already told me, but maybe for the people out there that are almost certainly going to ask, is this thing really doing anything if I can't test for it? I mean, how do you know that it's working?
Yeah. So great question. And the answer is really simple, is we're not a blocking product. If we block things, then you wouldn't get a signal. And so what this does is it creates coherence. So how do we test it? Well, you have to look at how the body responds. So what are the biomarkers that change? So how was your sleep? How's your pH? How's your circulation? All those different things and so much more are simple ways to show that it works. So we've done sleep tests with 3 months with one doc whose sleep was completely destroyed for his whole career. And the grounding bags got him in a deeper sleep up to 60% consistently for 3 months straight. And after 3 months, he's like, I'm done testing. These things just work. Like, that's how good they work. Do you know Dr. Patrick Porter and his brain tap? He's a big name in the health space for audiovisual stimulation. So his chief tech guy, Francisco, did a test and they had 52% improved circulation because this blood sticks and stacks, and he put a grounding bag on you and it's instant. He tests them. We put a grounding bag on the lap and at the base of the guy's chair at a conference. And he's like, Justin, this stuff, 52% better circulation, because we know the blood sticks and stacks and rouleaus and clumps up. So it improves your circulation. Dr. Bear Lando, who I know you've been on with him, alphavetic.com, And I've been on his podcast, AlphaCast, three times. And I know you've been on as well. And he's like just one of my favorite all-time guys. But he's like the chief of diagnosing or testing all this stuff. And so he has these dual impedance antennas. And he measures your chi, your energy field. And any distortion in your energy field, he can tell you exactly what's going on with your body. He feels it's way more powerful than a blood test and way more accurate. So the grounding bags clinically passively treated up to 91% of the markers that were off in his patients. He'd never seen anything even come close to it. I think the best one was in the 40 percentile range prior to with all of his other tests. So the grounding bags just work because they're the exact same makeup that we are, and it's natural. It's from nature, and we're one with nature.
So you got a big one here, obviously, around the house. You got this smaller one here, which I do not leave home without it, folks. I'm dead. Look, folks, you got to know I do not bring you junk that I have not personally tested, and I don't see it. Yeah, so we got – he's showing the one on his end. I'm showing the one on mine. This is the one I put in my cargo pocket single day.
Yeah, Billy, that's called a mini grounding bag. So the mini is for a pocket that guys will put them in a pocket. Like I have mine in my pocket all the time. I'll show you here. So this is mine in the pocket, and women will put it in a purse. And guys and the kids will, you know, you can put it in a backpack for on the go protection. Now for the grounding bags, literally at least one on your bed, you'll sleep up to 60% deeper. Obviously with this, the more the better, because the more of nature's resonance you get, the more coherence it'll help create. So it'll just protect you even more and bring you more good. And you can't get enough good from nature, right? So at least one on your bed, you'll sleep up to 60% deeper. At least one on your desk or car seat. You know, those are sources. Those are sources of EMF. Your bed is a source because it's touching the wall. It's charged to the level of the outlet. You're getting low level, you know, EMFs on you with that vibration, you know, the whole time. And the reason I'm saying this is you go back to the Invisible Rainbow. You've read that book, I'm sure, right?
Got it right here in the desk, actually. Got that and Becker's book, Body Electric, the whole nine yards. Yep.
Yeah, so the Invisible Rainbow, Arthur Furstenberg goes back and talks about when everything's gone up, all those cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular, infertility, ever since we put electricity in the homes in the 1800s. It was in the late 1890-ish too, I think, something like that. So everything's gone up on the prior. The one consistent variable is electricity. So that's why these are so important. Then five grounding bags together will clear 2,000 square feet. So if you want to clear a space, the more of them together will have a resonance. If you want to clear a source directly, you got to have it touching you or the bed or the desk, that source, or the car seat, that source. And then the other elephant in the room, especially here where I am in California, is electric cars. Man, stay away from those. You're sitting on a massive battery. That's just, pharma can't even make that up, that it's good for you. And we had a colleague do blood tests that talked about 18% lower testosterone for military special forces driving electric cars. The youngest, strongest, healthiest demographic saw 18% lower testosterone. So you need seven grounding bags in an electric car. And then the other part in a home, if you have solar, I know I want to get off the grid. I know all that's great, but you're still on the grid with solar, unfortunately, and they haven't figured out how to ground it properly. And so you need seven grounding bags for homes that have solar, because every home that I put a Stetzer electric meter, that plug-in meter from Dave Stetzer, it shows 10 times the allowable limits at least in every single home that I've metered with solar for almost 12 years.
Yeah, every time I have one of those meters as well. And just coming off the line here, we were having problems like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it was little things. Well, people would think it was little things. It was like fluorescent lights that where the ballast was going bad in it. And it was creating dirty electricity that was so far off the charts that And folks, this is why I'm telling you, if you're going to ground anything in your house, you need it independently grounded. It needs to be what we call in the electric trade, I can't believe I just blanked out on this, but it needs to be, separately derived system, meaning that it cannot, if you think you're going to go to your house ground and get it all squared away, folks, I can give you a long list of reasons why that's a bad idea. But speaking of which, Doc, for the people out there that have, let's say they have these grounding mats on their bed, is there any reason why they can't use this along with it?
Yeah, you know, they would just need, you can use it with it. It's only going to help, but you don't need the others. Just unplug it. You don't want to be connected. Because remember, if you have a milligauss meter that meters electricity, electricity doesn't travel only with inside the wire. There's a resonance that goes out. So I can meter an outlet several feet away. Right. So everyone thinks it's like, oh, the electricity's just in that wire. No, it's not.
No, it isn't. We call it, in the electric trade, we call it the right-hand rule, because we know that there are magnetic flux lines that are going down that line. And think about it, folks. AC power, as far as your health, is way worse than direct current. I mean, it's going back and forth 60 times per second. And then it's also carrying what we call the right-hand rule, what Dr. Franson just talked about. It is radiating. If you doubt me, take your Gauss meter and just get close to the wire. Whether it's under load or not, it's still present. You don't need to have anything downstream of it. This is why, like you said, it is of profound value to be able to turn off all the power in your bedroom, whether it's on a timer. There are people out there that sell those devices. I just go out there and flip the breaker. So, you know, that's one way to go about it as well. You know, and then also with these electric cars, I had a lady in Asheville. I was there. There was a Tesla charging station. And I had three different meters over here. And I'm like, man, I really want to test these cars. But I don't, man, they're going to think I'm some kind of lunatic if I just go up and say, hey, can I test your car? Anyway, I did it. I took the plunge. I went over there, and the very first person I approached when she was charging her Tesla, I said, hey, I'm doing something of an experiment. Can I go up here and test your car? She was very nice and polite. Bro, I didn't even get to the door on the car, and the thing was already pinging off the charts.
Yeah,
I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah,
it was pinging off the charts. And I tell this lady, I didn't even get in the car to test. It was pegging out the RF meter before I even got in there. And then I told her, I was like, hey, I don't know if this means anything. I don't know if you would care or not, but I got to believe this is a problem. This thing is not moving down the road. It's under load and it's sitting here and you got it plugged in. This is what it's doing. It's pegging out my meter. Bro, you would have thought I was speaking Swahili. She didn't even care.
You know, it's crazy. All these new cars, even combustion engines, if they have electricity where you can plug in an outlet in them, plug in the Stetzer electric, they'll be off the charts. You just do it on your own. It's a $150 meter. You know, just go ahead and test it yourself. Like, it's the easiest way. And yeah, they're cooking people. You have wireless, all the wireless signals, all the electricity and the magnetic. And then you have the dirty electricity, which the Stetzer electric meter reads. And that's the range, which is really complex for our body to handle. So you start to see the body break down within a decade. And I mean, I've seen everything, you know, like I shared with you on it. It's just crazy. We had this one kid's grinded their teeth down to nothing because they had solar in their home. Kid grinded the teeth down to nothing. And then the smart meter was right on the other side of the wall of the bed. So, you know, if you want more on the smart meters too, check out Josh Del Sol's Take Back Your Power documentary. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a great one.
I'll definitely have to check it out. And all you folks, I can give you a couple of reasons as an electrician why you ought not to be putting these solar panels on the top of your home. It is like, folks, I was over at a friend's house eating, and I just couldn't figure out a way to let them know because, yeah, they were off grid, but the amount of EMF and all the other awful things that are happening to you when those solar panels are on your roof is off the flipping charts. If you got to have it, if you need it, independently source that as far away as your home as you possibly can. Look, I know it's DC Electric, and you can't be too far away. Otherwise, the wire you're going to need to be is going to be 4-aught, you know, 2-inch thick wire, and which is obviously way out of the price range for most people out there. You want this thing as far away from you as you possibly can. And doctor, would you have any opinion on that as well? And by the way, for the people that do install it on your roof, I can guarantee you that you just give it about 5 years, your roof is going to start leaking wherever you got that thing mounted up there. So there's another reason.
Yeah, definitely. And then get the battery off your house too. The battery is where that vibration comes from. So get all that stuff as far as you can away from you, and then use the grounding bags to create that coherence. And, you know, Tom Cowan, when I did his podcast like 4+ years ago, it was pretty crazy because he tells a story. He's an MD, and he tells a story about one of his patients was an electrician, and the guy was a surfer as well. So he was able to get that voltage out by surfing a couple hours a day. Well, he fell off a ladder and broke his arm, and then he couldn't get in the water because he had a cast or something. And he started getting all these EMF, you know, challenges from being an electrician. He was still working, but he wasn't getting grounded. So the body, like, and electricians, you know, that's a lot of EMF on their body. So he just shared that story. It's like, you got to have these grounding mechanisms if you are in these just zap states. And then, so get outside in nature because it's free. Go touch a tree, hug a tree, go farming, go plant some plants and be a permaculture, you know, pasture farmer like Bill here, and get your hands and your feet in the soil and jump into bodies of water. So I'm a waterman, and so I'm in the ocean almost every day, except after the big rains. So I'm out there, but I'm barefoot. I'm grounding. I do fascial maneuvers every day. I just barefoot. I'm the living, breathing ambassador of getting grounded by nature, just like you are, Billy, with your farming. And it's so, so important for your health, guys. It's a necessity now, and it's free. Getting outside, it's free. And then when you're inside, pick up some grounding bags, and then you have the coherence inside. You're going to be able to sleep, balance your hormones and all the systems of your body, because you're going to be able to rest and restore, and then you go back to it.
I'll tell you one thing. This may seem superficial to some folks out there, but it isn't for me. When I see a person that's in the healthcare space and I'm, you know, right there in front of them and I'm looking at them, I'm asking myself, okay, is this a person just on the basis of how they look? Look, I'm not saying you judge the book by its cover, but even Shakespeare said, you know, the apparel oft proclaimed the man, meaning that, you know, you make certain assumptions based on how somebody's dressed, but you also should, I think, when it's a person in the healthcare place. Folks, he got my attention because I'm not kidding you. We're the same age, and he's as hard as woodpecker lips. I can tell that he isn't a person that's not practicing this stuff. So it means something to me to think, okay, does he look like he's following the prescription that he's telling other people to take? Because my oldest brother is an MD, and he seems to think MD stands for medical deity, and he's in the worst shape you've ever seen in your life of anybody out there. He doesn't, I wouldn't, if I walked into his office, I would not take his medical advice. But when I'm seeing you and I'm like, man, this guy looks like he's chiseled out of granite and we're the same age, man, he must be doing what he's talking about. So you're doing it every single day like I do. I'm out there, no shirt off. You're in a considerably warmer place than I am. I have no shirt off 90% of the time around here. I'm walking around bare feet while I'm farming. And, you know, I don't know. Somebody would say for 55, I probably look pretty good. But Dr. Franson, actually, you can't tell right here. But like I said, he looks like Michelangelo's David when you're standing there in front of him. So you're clearly practicing what you preach.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, we're from the same genre, man. And we are. It's all about being authentic into your whole, you know, world. And so you guys got to get out there. That's how we feel good enough to go and do it. And you know, you're in the soil, which I'm envious of. And I have about 8 trees in our backyard, but it's not as much of the soil that you're working with. But but I get it from, you know, open water ocean swims and free diving and surfing and just being in those types of bodies of water. And no wetsuit, man. You guys got to get over that. Oh, it's cold out. No wetsuit for me all year round.
Wow. So that's the way. Oh, my goodness. Because I was wondering, I was talking to another doctor by proxy that lives in the same area as you. And she was saying that, man, she can't even escape it. Walking alongside the beach, the EMF, I guess she, where she lives, I guess it was still pinging out there. But like you said, you're able to get out there barefoot in the ocean. I mean, I can't imagine being any better. Can you get any better grounded than salt water?
That's about as good as you can get. You just feed your body with the minerals and the ions and you're breathing it in. It's fantastic. But I can see why she says it. You can't get it. You have boats going by with radar. We have Catalina directly across from us beaconing radar at us. And then we have the satellites coming down. So yeah, you guys got to look at all these different variables and know that the grounding and the farming and is going to be how you guys get back to restoring your health. Because like I said before, it's really difficult to heal and perform when you lose the polarity in your body.
Yeah. And folks, you need those electrons. I mean, there's a reason why the powers that shouldn't be put soles on our shoes the way they do these days. They don't want you grounded. And honestly, in a lot of these places, I don't even know if I'd want to ground in certain environments. I mean, it may be the same effect as, you know, plugging your grounding mat into the wall at a hotel, which, like I said, folks, you can try it if you want to, but I know of one girl who did that very thing, and it was in an apartment complex, and she practically got Kentucky Fried right there on the bed. So I don't think you want to be getting mixed up with any of that. Hey, not Doc, are you cool with taking some questions here?
Yeah. I wanted to get back to the toothpaste too, because that was huge for you. The Y Clay toothpaste is what it's called. You can get it on athleticism.com, but the reason your teeth feel like you just got them professionally cleaned at the dentist is because it's a mineral-based toothpaste, and it's a purest form. We have multiple mines that we mine crystals at. This one, these are pink montmorillonite, and then we use organic spearmint essential oil and water. That's it. There's three ingredients. So if you guys want literally the best toothpaste you've ever had, that'll, you know, basically help rebuild the enamel on your teeth, spearmint is what you want. Dr. Jerry Curtola, who's one of the top dentists, he won't use peppermint toothpaste anymore. He'll use citrus and spearmint. And so that's why we chose that flavor. And it works really good with the minerals and the crystals in the toothpaste. And you can swallow it. It's a great binder. So you can even swallow it, even though we're not supposed to put that on the package and all. But that's what's great about it. And if you can't swallow anything, you shouldn't be putting it even close to your skin or your mouth.
Wow. I did not know that. Wow. So you could be dragging out some bad stuff along with it.
Yeah. It's a binder. So montmorillonite's one of the purest binders you'll ever find out there. We have purity over 85% pure. Bentonite clay is a lesser pure form of it. It's 8 to 30% pure montmorillonite, and we're over 85% montmorillonite. So people are swallowing bentonite clay all the time, and it's like crap dirt compared to what we have. So that's why it's so good for you.
Now, is it okay to use this? I mean, the abrasiveness, I mean, it's not much. I mean, it actually feels less abrasive than using baking soda or something like that. Is there any consequence to using this thing every single day? Should you kind of switch off, or how does that work?
Yeah, not at all. It's actually 300 mesh. So it's actually the toothpaste criteria for the mesh of it. But it is, because it's a mineral and it's not a bunch of chemicals, you do get that gritty feel in your mouth after, but it's only beneficial for your teeth and gums and your internal system. So I sometimes do, if you want just a regular toothpaste or something, or Jerry Cotola's toothpaste, he makes a good one called Revive, I think it's called. I forget the name of it. I think we're sold out of it on our site, but I'll switch between, you know, several different ones. If you want a different flavor or such for a little bit, if you're going out on a date, what have you. So it just depends, but you don't need to. You can stay with the mineral toothpaste. I like putting clean stuff in no matter what, but sometimes I'll switch between toothpaste for sure, just to kind of mix it up a little bit. Mix up the biome in the mouth is always a good idea.
Well, I used it an hour ago, and I still have that spearmint flavor, which I love. I mean, we grow it out here sparingly because that stuff will take over. But I was like, man, my teeth feel more clean than if I use baking soda with the other toothpaste I currently use. I'm like, okay, I'm going back to that. And then now you're telling me I can swallow it, or I can give this to my grandbaby, and I don't have any concern about whether or not she's gonna, you know, I mean, if anything, it's good for you. I mean,
right.
How many people can say that about a toothpaste? Wow, this is fantastic. Well, you got a new customer with me all the way around. No doubt about that, folks. When you go to the website, put in PERMA. It's going to help us out here in this podcast as well. Folks, like I said, I don't do anything without taking it for its serious test drive. And hey, a little side note, Dr. Franzen, you know, folks, let me just put it to you this way. When I reach out to folks to try their products, if the answer is they put a lot of caveats on what I can and can't do, right then and there, the answer is no. And everybody knows on this program, I don't bring anything to you. Nobody advertises on this program unless I reached out to them, which I did in this case, as he described from the very beginning. We're doing something of a off-the-books experiment concerning compost and some other I'm not sure how much you want to get into that. I know you want to keep it kind of quiet for now, but we're doing an experiment right now. He didn't put any limitations on me as to what I could or couldn't do. As many of you know, we produce the best compost probably for 500 miles around here. There's not even anybody close. One of the secret ingredients that I've talked about before is sourcing. This is one of, when I say secret, folks, if you're on my Patreon, I've already explained it to you. Even on YouTube videos, I've talked to you. Part of it is using volcanic rock dust. That's one of the things we do out there. It's paramagnetic. If you can find legitimate stuff, he sent me some stuff here that I'm going to be putting in one of the latest compost piles that I'm going to get to right when we're done here. And I'm going to let you all know about it. So, Doctor, I can't thank you enough for working with me on this. And if this works out the way that I'm hoping, because we can look at it under the microscope and find out, you know, hey, what's happening here? Is it improved? Is it better? The paramagnetic nature of this stuff is probably going to go a long way for my bacteria, fungi, nematodes, protozoa, and arthropods. Do you have a hypothesis of what you think I'm going to find?
I just feel everything's going to be healthier and the grows get exponentially better with it. So that's when you can put back some minerals in the soil, everything gets better. It's the same with our body.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're cool with it, let's hit a couple of questions here. First one is TI for real saying, thanks for all you do to help us. Please share more details with the gang stalking you've been through. I'm not sure you even know what gang stalking is, Dr. Franzen, or whether or not your product can mitigate that. But folks, I'll put it this way. My sleep is light years better. So we'll omit that one unless you have something to say about gang stalking and whether or not this basically electronic warfare that's aimed at certain people. I'm not sure if you're aware of it or whether or not your crystals have an effect on that.
Yeah, so remember, if it's a directed energy weapon, like a microwave being pointed at you, you got to just get out of that direct line of sight. So it's like having a bullet, you know, shooting at you nonstop, just one after the other. There's not much you can do except to get away from it. And the grounding bags will then help you. Once you're out of that, you can use them to recharge your body battery. So one of the coolest things with our products is that there's a succussion technique in naturopath world. It's called succussion. It potentizes something when you shake it up or tap it. So if we tap the grounding bags, it says, hey, properties, wake up. And then with intent, we direct them to your thymus, which is your master immune gland. and it'll up to 10 extra energy. We can also check your eyes, your teeth. So you can literally tap on the bag with one hand. The other hand directs them to your teeth and your eyes and then intestines below your belly button. So if you get decharged from that or others, use the grounding bags to recharge you. But you got to get out of direct line of sight of that. And then the only other thing I'm going to say is there's a whole metaphysical world out there, you guys, where people have energy vampires and entities and all this stuff. They like leech on at you, and you can have beacons on you to attract them. You got to start pulling the stuff off of your body, sending it to the light, clear your energy field, because that's why they keep coming back. And if you're just a glutton for punishment, that's why. It's all the metaphysical world. So that's what I do when I work with clients in my office here. We can pull that metaphysical off and allow their body to start to heal, and then everything starts to flow again. But that's the other part of those things. There's a reason why someone's targeting you, and you got to get that target off your back.
I'm glad you pointed that out, Doctor, because we had a while back, we've talked about it on the show, when we started talking about all the kids that we rescue from satanic ritual abuse or child sex trafficking and stuff like that, we started getting heat like nobody's business. We were raising money. We were rescuing kids. We don't do it directly, but we pay the people that kick in the front doors, you know, that get these kids out of these awful situations. Then all of a sudden, we start having serious electronic attacks around here. That's what prompted me to even start really, really paying attention. Well, we come to find out, and I'm not going to give away, not publicly exactly how we found out, but not only were we being hit, you know, with directed energy, we were also had a gang of witches that they employed in Nashville, which I later found out you can hire a whole gang of them for like $500 and have them aim their aim at certain people. Well, we got our prayer wars after them, and all of it went away. I'm not going to talk about it all publicly right now because I don't need these people knowing where the bodies are buried, pun intended. Well, hold on, not intended, because I didn't go out there and kill anybody, folks. So anyway, all I know is that, folks, if you think this stuff is just all flesh and blood and the things you can see, I got news for you. There's a reason Dr. Franzen talked about it, you know, the heart coherence and some of this stuff. Maybe there's a reason why they wanted us 6 feet from one another. I suspect there might have been. And anyway, these people, and I know a lot of people in this program know that the powers that shouldn't be are not doing what's in your best interest. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about Becker's book, The Body Electric, and what he discovered way back in the 70s. We wouldn't be talking about the electric rainbow and how they knew this from Becker's work all the way back then, but you never got told about it. And in fact, you're hearing it from experts like Dr. Franzen about the, you know, deleterious effects on your health. So speaking of, let's hit another one here. Eliza's saying, can you explain the prayer printed on the inside of the bag? I threw it in the trash. It was New Age. Not sure why he wasn't transparent about that when I purchased it. I don't know what you're talking about. I opened up both bags. I don't see anything in there. So,
yeah, he must have been an old customer. We did have something in there. And it's called a semantic sheet. And because people were worried about being one religious over another, it got immediately changed out to the words infinite love and gratitude repeated over and over again, because love and gratitude are the healing frequencies of the earth. So there is an inner paper bag. I don't talk about it much, but it's only pure intention. So if you threw it out, you know, it's just pure intentions being out there. It's nothing religious based, but it's just basically now what it says is infinite love and gratitude, only repeated over and over again, because that's what I say when I work on my clients. And I say infinite love and gratitude from Dr. Darren Weissman's The Lifeline Technique. This is a sign language for I love you. And when you do that and you say infinite love and gratitude, you can clear anything from the body, like literally. So I'm a kinesiologist, so I use that system to treat. And then when I'm done, like a handshake, like, I don't know if you caught it, but Billy and I, you know, dude, we're totally brothers from another lifetime. When we met, it was like we would be best friends if we were in the same area, literally. And so whenever I sign off with a friend or anyone, I'll do a fist pump and then I'll do the love gun. And that means we're good. I'll see you next time. And when we're clearing people with the lifeline technique, that means they're cleared and they're fully treated. So that's why I use that.
Well, also, let's not forget about Dr. Emoto's work in Japan. I mean, this guy, I mean, folks, your words, I mean, even the whole book of James in the Bible is all about the things that come out of your mouth. How many times did Jesus talk about it? And if somebody's saying infinite love and gratitude, I'm sure that's not the same meaning where in some of the Asian cultures where they say, may you live in interesting times. Sounds like it's benign, but really it's meant to be a curse. But, you know, infinite love and gratitude, I don't have a problem with that. In fact, so many times, and going through Joe Dispenza's work and Dr., you brought him up a little bit ago, Bruce Lipton, examining the work of both of those guys. Look, folks, I've talked about it right here on this program. The hardest thing I ever had to do was get a hold of these thoughts that I didn't know I had control over. And once you do, you realize, oh my goodness, you mean this pain goes away. My wife, who had, and I talked about it, I didn't go into any great detail, but we come to find out that the reason why my wife had chronic back pain had nothing to do with a physical ailment, had to do with the inability to forgive. And so we got a hold of that. And, it, you know, I'm still a work in motion, but man, it's, Doc, man, I can't even believe it. We'll have one more question and then we'll just sign off here in a minute. But folks, I mean, I could talk to him for hours because really there is just so much out there that you aren't being told. If you're thinking that you're going to hear it on Fox News or MSNBC or any of those prostitutes out there, they're never going to let this information see the light of day. And I do want to thank you also because now you explained to me why Dr. Group explains that before you use any of his tinctures or anything, why you tap on it. I'm guessing it's for the same reasons.
Yeah, that's the naturopath way is to potentize it. So in quantum physics, it's you can basically ignite the properties in it and it just makes it more potent for you. And it's fantastic. It works so well. And that's where like the basis of homeopathy, the more diluted, the more potent. And it's kind of reverse the way we think. But and then when you can tap it or use like Dr. Rick Amey's True Laser and embed it in you, it ends up amplifying it. So there's a lot of ways to make things better. But those are kind of the reverse of what's intuitive to think. Like if something's more like it's a viscosity, ocean's way stronger and way more diluted than a river, but yet it's way stronger. So way more powerful. So that's kind of how we look at those types of treatments.
No, that makes so much good sense. Well, I'll hit you with one more. Does grounding protect from all types of frequencies, microwaves, radio waves, EMP? And then I guess the question for me is, are you working with the other EMP company products that you had a promotion code with? Well, that wasn't an EMP product as much as it was cleaning up dirty electricity. I haven't asked Dr. Franzen about that one. These were things that plugged in the wall and I could empirically test it and find out whether or not it was working. But I heard from another person to say, hey, if you're using those products, I'll tell you what, it was creating more of a magnetic environment. So it was like getting rid of the dirty electricity, but now I got another freaking problem. So I think that's a great question for you, Doc. I mean, how would somebody navigate something like that?
Yeah. So a couple things. Number one, let me go back to if you're talking about a product that plugs in that has copper in it, the copper gets overrun and it imprints the bad. If you're talking about a Setzer electric meter, a filter meter, it might lower the dirty electricity levels, but it transfers in into milligauss, which isn't as fast of a waveform, but it's trading one for another. So the best is to clean up the environment, like rewire it and get the signals to be properly ground and then use the grounding bags to create that coherence. For EMPs, we've never seen one. I mean, that's just like something out there that we haven't seen, fortunately, thank goodness, because it'll throw all of our bodies go into spin cycle on full moons and Mercury retrograde. If we had an EMP, we'd all be, you know, shook to the core. So but yes, grounding and then our grounding bags will help you recharge from being decharged from any type of EMF stressor. With our Faraday bags, we have Faraday bags. These are dampener bags. There's powerful bags out there that are hundreds of dollars that can block out signals and claim to protect from, you know, those types of, you know, EMPs. But who knows, because we haven't even experienced one. Ours are $12 to $15 bags that muscle test. When your phone's in it and ringing and you're holding it, you test strong. If it's out of the bag and you're just holding it, it doesn't even have to be ringing, you're going to test weak. So we just use a dampener. It's a 7 mil, like Mylar static bag that lowers the signal strength down to what our bodies consider safe level. So that's kind of how I look at that topic.
I got another question, because I know there's a lot of people that listen to this and they're in office environments. How do they navigate that? I mean, clearly I've told everybody, look, instead of a cigarette break, go out there, get a sunlight break, take your shoes off, take your shirt off. If, you know, be a socially, do what you can socially. But how would they mitigate some of this stuff if they're working in an environment where it's you're just being bombarded all the way around? How would they set this up with these bags?
Yeah, so either definitely have a mini grounding bag on you and set the full size one on your desk. People can put it at the base of their chair, a sacrum. I mean, it's a bag of rocks, so it's not the most comfortable. But remember, your lower dantian, below 2 inches below your belly button, that's your power source. Directly on the opposite side of it's going to be another, you know, source for power. So if you have a bag right there, it's going to help. So put it on your chair, put it on your desk, have one in your pocket. That's going to be the best you can do. You just got to literally figure out how many grounding bags will help counter your environment. So if you're just getting zappoed, yeah, you got to maybe have 3 bags on your desk or in your environment to help that create that coherence for you. And just start to see how you feel at the end of the day. I mean, I have, just to kind of go over my desk, I have a standing desk, number one. Number two, I have natural light right here. The light on in the back of the office is, you know, full spectrum light. And then I'm hardwired my computer. I have no Wi-Fi signals in here. My phone's on airplane mode when I'm not using it. When, you know, when I'm on a call, I'm directly, you know, full attention to Billy. So there's no reason to have wireless signals around. I mean, there are a lot of other offices. I'm in office space, so there's a lot of offices. So if I jump on my computer, I'll pick up, you know, 30 other signals, but it's all proximity too. So the further they're away, the better it is for me. So that's where the coherence comes in with the grounding bags in my space.
Wow. Folks, I'm a believer. I mean, the toothpaste, I just tried, as I said a moment ago, just moments, because I had to be able to talk about this stuff. I'm like, I can't believe how smooth my teeth feel right now.
Cool.
Look, folks, I brush my teeth. I mean, it's not as if I don't know the effects of it, but man, to have a toothpaste I could actually swallow, that's a game changer in my book. So I'll tell you what, I love the flavor. Well, I love the fact that there's no sugar in it. I mean, I'm not tasting anything but the spearmint that's in there. I love these bags. I've been putting them on. I mean, I didn't know, I guess I should have known, but every single day I ground these things and I got enough to where I switch them out. I don't have to do it every single day, but I'm like, man, why not just keep them fully charged, man? So I take them, the ones I'm not using, they go outside. The ones I'm just kind of rotating, just seeing how far I can pull this thing. And like I said, folks, I got an experiment that's going to be going on with this compost and I can't wait to figure out how that works out. We got a link for anybody down below in the show notes for, you know, where you can go to the website and go check it out. But Doc, how can everybody get a hold of you?
Yeah. So emfrocks.com, and then add in PERMA, you know, for the, supporting Billy, and then give you a little discount as well. So check out emfrocks.com, info@emfrocks. If you have questions to follow up, we're on Instagram @emfrocks. And then the other side with performance coaching, athleticism.com. And Athleticism Neuro Stacking on Instagram. I'm also a brand partner for Human Garage, so I'm going to reciprocate and have Billy on every Friday at noon Pacific Standard Time. We take over Human Garage's Instagram account, And so I want to have Billy on soon to share what he's doing as well. And that's where those are the channels I'm on.
Well, Doc, I got to be honest with you, man. You knocked my junk into my watch pocket when I was in that audience out there. And like I said, Judy Mikovits was right next to me. Folks, if you don't know who Judy Mikovits is, I mean, she's like a living legend. And both of us are pushing our phones away because of what we learned there. And I kept, the crazy thing was, is I was trying over and over and over to get to where his table was set up. But there was always like, I mean, you thought Michael Jackson was over there because I couldn't get in. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wait until somebody is on stage that everybody wants to hear. Then I'm going to get out here and do the what for with this guy and find out what's up. So I'm so glad I did because, well, Doctor, you knocked it out of the park, not only there, but on this show. But sadly, I got about 30 more questions that I didn't even get to. So we're going to have you back on. And I'm sure other people are going to have experiences that they want to talk about as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Francis, for coming on the podcast. Anything else you want to leave them with?
Billy, you're the man. Thank you so much. You guys get outside into nature, get grounded by nature, because that's our nature.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I couldn't have said it better myself. Y'all, you know, we don't bring you any junk here on this program. You know the deal. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive. Let the ideas unfold. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling that just groove, groove, groove. Who's got the answers? All we need to do. Listen to the earth, they got us through. Let's see the machine. Watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to the harmony begin. In the cycle of life, for the magic's alive. To the